Welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. The three keys to your success is just moments away. Here's your host, Brian Kelly.
Hey, hello everybody, and welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. Hey, how you doing? I'm your host, Brian Kelly, and we have an amazing show for you tonight not because of me, but because of the gentleman you are about to meet. It's Carlos Redlick time tonight, and you are going to be blown away by this young man's incredible talents and value he's going to bring to the show. I've met him several times. We'll talk about that more in the show, but right now, let's set the table. What is the Mind Body Business Show all about? If you've not watched this show before and you're curious, what the heck is that all about? Well, I'll tell you. The mind is all about the mindset. Mindset is about, you know, getting that powerful, ingrained, programmed, positive mindset that will serve you each and every day. And there are beautiful tools that exist today. It's called the Science of Excellence. It's also known as Neuro-Linguistic Programming, or NLP for short, something that has literally changed my life and many lives of clients of mine as well. It's amazing. And then there's body. What does that mean? Well, like it says, it's taking care of your body, both physically through exercise and through clean eating, nutrition, to fuel that body. So what I like to say is the mind and body are actually a team. And more importantly, the mind and body are your team. So think about this. If you have a team, say five players, I like to use basketball. It's basketball season at the time of recording this. It's basketball season. And you have five players that play on the court at each moment. And let's just assume one of those players did not do what they should have done in the summer months leading up to, and they didn't get themselves in prime physical or maybe even mental shape. But let's say physical shape, because that's the normal one people think of. Now the team goes out on the court, and they're playing with four that are supremely fit and ready to go, but one that just didn't do what he should have and wasn't prepared. What happens to the team as a whole when just one team member isn't operating at a peak level of performance? You're all astute listeners, and I get it, and viewers, so you understand the team will suffer. And the same is true with you if you are not operating at a peak level of performance in both your mindset and in your physical body, because you really can't have one without the other. And I know you know what that means. And then there's business. So we're talking about sales, marketing, team building, scaling, systematizing, all of those things. Now, when you combine all three of these and you have made at least an attempt to master them, then you are approaching what I call a level of peak performance. And the thing is, these three things, mind, body, and business, those came about as a result of many years of studying, of being with, of being trained by, of being mentored and coached by successful business people, successful entrepreneurs. And I noticed that there were patterns that kept coming up over and over and over of those who were successful. And those patterns were those very three elements, the mind, the body, and business. They had mastered all three. And that's why they were so supremely successful. And so that's why I formed this show, to help you with phenomenal guests like Carlos Redlick, who's coming on in just a moment, to help you in any and maybe all of those three areas. It's kind of a generic or organic show, not prescripted. So we will cover whatever we cover. But entrepreneurs, when we get together and talk, it's really fun. You're going to love this show. If you've not seen it before, sit tight. You're in for a big ride. And, you know, talking of mentors and coaches, I remember some time ago, going back probably 8-9 years ago, a mentor flew me out to his office, clear on the East Coast, I'm on the West Coast, had me pick up in a limousine. We had a deal to discuss. It was a very exciting time. And I sat in his very large office on the corner, CEO, multimillionaire, for 2 days we were negotiating. And at one point he goes, Brian, we're just talking now. I'm sitting in his couch. So imagine a couch, a full-size couch in an office. It was a large office. It was nice. He said, Brian, if people only knew, if they just did this one thing, if they just did this one thing, they would all be super rich. And he kind of paused, and I'm like, come on. What is it? And at that moment, he just kind of coyly turned away, walked back behind him to a wall. On that wall was a very large like cabinet with two doors that would open floor to ceiling. And he turned around, looked back at me, opened both doors with both hands, and revealed what looked very similar to what you see right behind me. And what it was shelf after shelf after shelf of books. Now, we're not talking just any kind of books. You get me, right? It's not those, it's not fiction books. They are books that help propel you, like self-help, personal development, business books, investing books, scaling books. You name it, it was there. And I made a huge mistake that day. I decided not to take his advice because I thought, books, come on. I don't have, you know, they don't cost that much. I can go to a library and get those. So if I don't have skin in the game, how could they be that valuable? And many of you can relate to that. If you're not paying for something, if you get something for free, you tend to value it less, don't you? And so if it doesn't cost much, you tend not to value it. That was my mistake. Thankfully, years and years later, I met another young man who became another mentor of mine, very successful. And he basically said a similar thing. He said, yeah, you will become extremely successful. More than just rich, you'll be successful. I was like, oh, okay. Well, the thing with him was I got to see him actually do what he talked about doing, where he would walk around in the mornings. We worked together for several years wearing headphones. And I'm like, hey, man, what are you doing? He goes, you're always wearing headphones. He goes, I'm listening to a book. I said, what? You can do that? This was a while ago. And so I was like, how do you do that? And he said, yeah, it's this app called Audible. And I looked it up, and then I started listening to books. I said, my gosh, I love listening to books. I couldn't stand reading them because I would get fatigued reading physical words. I'd get tired. My eyes would start drooping. I'm like, I can only do this for a few minutes before I start getting tired. With Audible, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is great. It opened up a whole new world. So I listened voraciously and read book after book after book. I was like, oh, this is awesome. And as I'm listening on Audible, there's a little symbol on the app, and I noticed that, and I said, I wonder what that is. And I tapped it, and it bookmarked that very moment in the reading of the book. I'm like, this is genius. So I started bookmarking all of the areas of books that had profound impact on me. Now I don't have to go back and read an entire whole book anymore. I can go back to review that book and actually just go to that one section, that one bookmark, or all of them in that book, and go through the key elements and review in a very short order. And what I'd like to do with you tonight is share one of those on a segment that I call, well, you guessed it, bookmarks.
Bookmarks, born to read. Bookmarks, ready, steady, read. Bookmarks, brought to you by reachyourpeaklibrary.com.
Yes, reachyourpeaklibrary.com. Now, for those of you watching right now, maybe you're listening to the recording on a podcast, please stick with us. Don't go running off and checking out resources like the websites, reachyourpeaklibrary.com. Just write that down for now. Stick with us. The reason is because very soon Carlos is coming on, and that's what you don't want to miss. So please stick with us. Write notes, take notes, get out a pad of paper. I run this show. I do everything. I'm on camera. I'm controlling the cameras. I'm controlling everything you see. And I still take notes, a lot of notes, when the guest speaker comes on, especially then, because always tons of value. Reach Your Peak Library, what is that? That's just a website I put together for you. I kid you not. There is nothing here on this site that I put on purpose to make money for myself. So I just want to be clear about that. Here's the story. You see it scrolling above. There's a video. I tell the entire story about going to that CEO's corner office in that video, or you can read the whole thing right there, whichever you prefer. Here is the magic. Here's the gold. There are the books. There's about 40 of them in here. And what I did was I started compiling books that had an impact, a positive impact on me. So not every book I've read is in here. And the beautiful thing about that is now you can come to a resource where you can at least know at least one successful person has vetted this whole group of books. It doesn't guarantee it will have a profound impact on you as it did me, but it does increase the probability of that happening, if that makes sense. So what I'd like to do is actually go to one of the books I have read and bring up a bookmark for you to listen to. And this bookmark I found to be relevant to our guest speaker who's coming on because it has to do with selling. And our guest speaker is a master at selling, and you'll find out in what exact way he's a master at selling in just a moment. So what I want to do is place, it's only a minute in length, listen to it, take notes, and then right after this, I promise, we bring on the man, the myth, the legend himself. All right, here we go. Sit back, take notes, and listen closely.
Many salespeople who I've met, who otherwise could have been great salespeople and have unfortunately been corrupted by those around them and been led to believe that they should rely on trickery and deception. Look, you don't have to trick or deceive to sell. You have to be willing to serve. You have to be willing to help people before you'll ever truly get consistent at closing more sales. The more you're able to demonstrate that service-oriented attitude, the easier you will find your job to be. And trust me, no matter how much you serve someone, you'll still have to be prepared to ask, will that be cash, check, or a credit card? Because service alone will not separate people from money. Trust me. Service is the only way to higher prices. Service is the only way to less competition. A salesperson caught in a constant price conflict will never agree with my point because they are stuck and price is their only solution.
But that is pure gold right there. And you can't see him, but Carlos is off in the wings nodding so emphatically. I think he might have hurt his neck because he was agreeing wholeheartedly to everything just said. And it's all about what it comes down to. This is why I thought of this being perfect for Carlos, because he talks about the key word of service. I've met Carlos several times now. We'll talk more about that after I bring him on. This man is all about service. And you know what? Instead of just telling you about him, why don't we bring him on? Would you like to meet this guy? I think it's time to bring on the special guest in our guest expert spotlight. Let's do that right now, shall we?
It's time for the guest expert spotlight. Savvy, skillful, professional, adept, trained, big league, qualified.
And there he is, ladies and gentlemen. It is the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Carlos Redlick. And before I bring him on and let him start spewing his beautiful magic dust all over you of value, I want to do a quick introduction, if that's okay with you, Carlos. Just go ahead and nod your head, because you're not allowed to talk yet. I'm just kidding. And so, Carlos, he has become a friend of mine. He is a highly sought-after direct response copywriter and marketing consultant. Take notes. Take notes. You want Carlos Redlick, R-E-D-L-I-C-H, in your camp. He's worked with all levels of entrepreneurs, from six-figure startups to nine-figure mammoths. I hope you're taking notes now. As he travels the world and learns about new cultures, Carlos's primary mission is to deliver as much value as possible, I know this to be true, to his fellow marketers and copywriters in an authentic and straightforward manner. Now, before I really bring him on, there's one reminder real quick for all of you watching live right now. You have the opportunity to go on a five-night vacation stay in a five-star resort. There's a lot of fives in there in Mexico. And that is all done because of our beautiful sponsors from powertexting.com. My wonderful friends Jason and Rhonda from powertexting.com have offered this as a sponsorship. So it is a legitimate, beautiful resort that you can go to. Jason himself has gone to test it out. And so stick on to the very end of the show and I'll tell you how you can enter to win. We always give away a trip every single show. So hang on with us till the very end. Now it's time, finally, for Brian to stop blabbing so doggone much and ask that first question so we can get Carlos on here. Carlos, my buddy. That was, I love the bio. By the way, it tells a lot. I love how it shows that you have had success. You've worked with some pretty big players in the marketplace, and that's all wonderful. Can we dig a little deeper and get more into the person of Carlos Redlick? And maybe, you know, so we all sleep and we all get up out of bed. We hope, right, every day. And we hope, and usually we do. We open our eyes. But at that moment, what is it that really motivates you to spring up and start hitting the day right from the get-go? Because I know that's the way you are. You're an energizer. You're just built with energy. What is it that actually motivates you every single day? And then along the same lines, what are you up to like recently? What's going on in your life?
Definitely. Well, first off, I really appreciate you having me on the show. It's an honor. I've been looking forward to being on here for the last, what, 2 or 3 months or something. So I'm super excited, super thankful to be on. So I just want to say thank you for that. But, you know what? It's so funny. When you ask what gets me out of bed, what gets me out of bed now is different than what got me out of bed just a few years ago. A few years ago, I was really broke. I mean, really, it sounds common because I feel like most people who you know, made some cash online or whatever at one point were really broke, and that just tends to be the story, but it's true. So I was really broke. I was on food stamps. We had our water cut off, our electricity cut off, and I ended up stealing water from my neighbors. I hated this. I felt like less of a man. I mean, here I am with my girlfriend. We're, you know, starting this business together. We have a house. We have all this stuff. And I told her, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm going to win. I'm going to do all this stuff. And it just didn't end up happening. And so I felt super humiliated, the fact that I had to go steal water and all this stuff. So the reason I bring that up is because what got me out of bed originally was the fact that I just had to pay my bills, and I didn't want to look at my girlfriend in the face and feel like a liar, saying, hey, I'm going to do something. I'm going to win. I'm going to bring home this money for us. And then it just wasn't happening. I felt like just another liar. And you know, there's plenty of them out there. I don't want to be one of them. So what motivated me in the beginning was, as soon as my eyes woke up, whether that was at 4 a.m. to go to the bathroom or 8 a.m. or whatever, I've never had an alarm clock, at least not as an entrepreneur. But I've always woken up early, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. As soon as my eyes woke up, the first thing that was on my mind back then was, I can't afford my bills right now. And so that stress and that feeling of pain just pushed me to wake up, because I didn't feel like I should be sleeping right now. Because now all I'm thinking of, now that I'm awake, is how do I make money? How do I make money? So those habits, though, really helped me, I think. If I wouldn't have gone through that, I don't think I would have developed the habit of just getting up and getting to work. I would have been more, you know, moseying along, you know, let me push the alarm clock, or let me snooze the alarm clock. I probably would have had those habits because I wouldn't have been forced to actually make things happen. So, again, to answer your question, I guess, a little bit more is, I guess my motivation back then was just hunger and the fact that I didn't want to be a loser. I didn't want to look at my girlfriend and be like, hey, I was going to do this, or a liar, I'm going to do this. And I just didn't do that. And we're forced to steal water and do all these things that just, you know, we're in America, at least I am. And I shouldn't have to do that. I should have this work ethic that can acquire money. And the fact that I wasn't able to acquire the money just killed me. So that was the first thing that got me up. But nowadays, it's actually very different, but I still have that same kind of mentality. As soon as my eyes wake up, I'm ready to go. I mean, my mind just goes, and I'm ready to start working. I don't want to go back to sleep. And it's because of all those years beforehand of just kind of building that muscle. As soon as you wake up, you get to work. As soon as you wake up, you get to work. So, but nowadays, I actually, now that I'm you know, winning to a degree, there's people making tons more money than I am. But, you know, when you start seeing things working, you're not so stressed about paying your bills. Now you start, you know, trying to make an impact. Now you start trying to do things that are like, man, one of the things that wakes me up now is when I run campaigns, when I run advertisements to some of my online businesses, and now that I start seeing results, it's addicting. Because I remember when I couldn't see any results, and now I'm waking up having, you know, people pay me anywhere between $1 to $47 or whatever while I'm sleeping, and that just became addicting. So as soon as I wake up now, I'm like ready to work, but it's not from a stressed out, fear based angle like it used to be. It's more like I'm just motivated. I want to keep this momentum going.
Very cool, very cool. I love that you have.
I started getting sweaty because of that momentum. Look at that, man! I was getting hot in here.
That's some passion, baby. That's some passion. Already filling up my paper with notes because. Two powerful lessons in one right there. You have two motivators. You've got one in your life, but you had another one in your life. One was what I call an away motivator, where you couldn't afford your bills. So the motivation was to avoid staying in that position, not to so much to say yes, and I'm being pulled forward into it because everything's rocking and rolling and getting better, but more like, whoa, I don't want that anymore because I really don't feel right. I don't feel, you know, my self-integrity meter is kind of getting drained. And so many people can relate to this, Carlos. I appreciate you being so transparent about that because more often than not, successful entrepreneurs have gone through something similar. There's always that struggle time. some greater than others, right? Some have gone all the way down to the bottom, don't have a home to wake up in. But it's a very similar occurrence, and it sometimes often takes us to reach absolute bottom before we can start to ascend up. And it just comes out of pure, raw need.
One thing just on that, I didn't mean to cut you off, but just one thing on that I think a lot of people used to make, and I still do this, and a lot of people still make fun of me for this, but even when I was dead broke and desperate, you kind of brought this up earlier about listening to the right stuff. I still do that. So I have Grant Cardone, Bedros Koulian, Craig Ballantyne, name your favorite guru. I don't have to like them personally, but I just throw them on because I know it's better than whatever is going to happen to me in the outside world. So as I wake up and I'm getting to work, in the background, I've either got my phone on I don't have Audible. I have iBooks or something like that. I don't know. It's an Apple. But the same thing. So I either have something playing in the background from Grant Cardone or the book that I'm reading now that I love is called Relentless. And I've actually read it or listened to it, I guess. But I love re-listening to it because whenever I feel like I'm in this like low moment, I just throw on that book Relentless and it just gets me going. I'm like, get back in the game. You know what I mean? So anyways, I just wanted to kind of plug that a lot of people don't take that for – a lot of people don't really take that in consideration. Plugging your ears and your brain with real positive stuff is good. I mean, I throw on Tony Robbins all the time, and some people made fun of me for, oh, you're putting on Tony Robbins. Don't you listen to anything else? I'm like, yeah, I listen to Grant Cardone. But it's all going to be positive stuff. I'm like, what else am I going to watch? You know what you're talking about? The constant of life is to just mess you up. You look at the news is, here's a bomb. Here's everything's going to hell. Shit's going down. I'm not saying don't watch the news, but if that's the constant in life, you have to actively push yourself to put good stuff into your system. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Good stuff. Is that what you said? Yeah.
I didn't know.
I saw that.
The other word. So I caught
myself. You caught yourself. That was cool. So Relentless. do you recall the author on that?
Which one? Relentless was, I can pull it up right now. Yes. Relentless. Tim Grover, I believe.
Tim Grover. And the reason I ask you to say that out loud is so that others watching and listening can write down these notes. I do this all the time. I don't know every book that was ever written, nor does Carlos. And when I hear of one that someone else is, look at him, watch him when he talked about it, I'm getting that book. There's no question.
Oh, man,
I also know Carlos a little bit, so that also helps a lot because he's vetted in my circle. But that was, and then your toward. I love your toward because now things are rocking and rolling. I've been following you. I've been stalking you on Facebook and, watching you as you bring on that beautiful, gorgeous new vehicle that you got, Corvette.
I got into the Corvette club now.
You
came out of the same circle. I finally leveled up.
So you are now officially my brother.
That's right.
Corvette's
outside stepbrother over there. Keep that dude over there.
Shameless plug. That's the bottle I'm drinking out of.
There we go.
Yeah. So beautiful. I love the toward because, now your motivation when you get up is pulling you out of bed, not pushing you out of bed. And you're being drawn in and going, man, I can't wait. Like right now, you're not home. You're all the way across the country in Florida. And
I'm here for until February. I actually shit my car. I didn't realize. See, I've been in this whole internet marketing thing, not even for that long, right? So from 25 to 32, whatever that is, right?
7 years, yeah.
I'm not good at math, obviously. I'm a good copywriter. We're usually good at either math or writing. I'm the writer. So, but man, it's – anyways, I don't want to get too off topic. Sorry about that.
No worries. I was actually going to bring it up. That is a level of success that many have not achieved, and that is, I want to go head over to Florida, and I saw you had a picture of you sitting in your Corvette, and I'm thinking – oh my gosh, he didn't just put all those miles on that brand new beauty, did he? And we were talking right before the show, and you said, oh no, I had it shipped out there. I was like, there you go, baby.
Yeah, there you go. It's so funny. A lot of people, I just didn't realize, this is so funny. To me, it's funny. So I was in an Uber, and I was waiting for my car to get shipped, and I was so the Uber was taking me to where the car was shipped to in Florida. And I was getting there, and this person was like, oh, so... did you ship your or did you drive down? Because I told them I was from Arizona. I was like, no, I actually just shipped my car. It's actually over here where you're dropping me off. And and she was like, oh, you're one of those rich people, huh? Whoa, whoa. That was so direct. I'm like, I'm one of those rich people. I'm was like, oh, there's tons of people way richer than me. I didn't realize. But you know what? What that actually got me thinking of, we do stuff as when you kind of have that freedom lifestyle, I guess, you're able to earn enough money, you're able to live life on your terms and do all that cool. It almost sounds like a dream because it wasn't like that all the time, right?
Yeah.
But now that we can kind of do little things like that, like ship your car, or my girlfriend and I were like, well, we want to go visit our family for Thanksgiving and Christmas. We don't want to go there for Thanksgiving, fly back to Arizona, fly back to Florida for Christmas, fly back to Arizona. So why don't we just stay there from like beginning of November or so until, I don't know, February 1st or 2nd. And then in the meantime, why don't we go to Europe? So we booked a trip to Europe for a little over a week, and we're going to go to Rome and Barcelona. And it was all impromptu. But to me, that's not weird. It sounds weird talking about it now, but it's not weird because I'm not the only one doing this. Most people that you and I know actually live a very similar life. One of our friends, Brian Dixon, takes like 30-day impromptu vacations to different countries. I mean, he's one of my heroes, you know what I mean? So it's funny. Once you start doing this type of stuff and you get into the right circle where everyone else is trying to level each other up, what seems so crazy to the normal person is normal to this circle of people. I don't know if that makes sense, but I always thought that was funny.
Well, it did to me, and that's all that matters. No, I'm kidding. But good timing, right when you're drinking something. But yeah, you hit on so many points right there, because all of this circle of entrepreneurs, we've all figured out how to scale our businesses. That's one. We've surrounded ourselves with mentors and coaches. That's the other. So you have that support system. And it just fosters an environment of abundance rather than scarcity, even before you reach that point, because that's what really takes everyone over the top, is developing that mindset. Look at that first word up in the title right up there, mindset. That is the key. That's the cornerstone. That is the foundation of success. I kid you not. And I used to resist that for years. Like, come on, that's a bunch of woo-woo stuff. You know, affirmations and, you know, hypnosis and NLP, and you know, what is all this weird stuff? It's like, it's magic is what it is. And it's a proven science, all of it. And so, yeah, all that stuff you were saying, I'm just thinking about, those are the reasons why it's normal for a group like us, because that's how we've fought, you know, that's how we've developed ourselves. And it's about development. Like you're talking about, you're listening to books every time you go somewhere. That's what I do. It's always in the car. What else are you going to do in the car besides maybe listen to music? There's zero productivity. You're wasting that, or not really wasting it, but you didn't realize that that's time you could be using to be productive. And once that happened, I'm like, oh, you know, the sky opened up, and I'm like, this is phenomenal. And that bookmark icon, there's a car mode, and they make it bigger so you're still safe, and you go bam and not miss it while you're driving. It's phenomenal. So
that's awesome. That, you know, our mutual friend Jeff Fagan has I'm actually going to screw what he says up because he says it way better than I do. But I've learned a lot from Jeff. He's a great guy. And one of the things is, you know, in business, you've obviously got to be in the right vehicle, right? So let's say that's an online business or something or some kind that you can scale easily. Or it's a good vehicle for business, right? But then the other part is you have to be the right you. You can't have an amazing business model and have a crappy you inside. And by a crappy you, that means a person who's always thinking what they start is going to fail. Having issues about selling somebody. I mean, if you are offering something good, there's no reason why you should be ashamed of selling stuff, right? But a lot of times we just have these mental blocks that screw us up. And so it's so true that the mental part, having the right you, is critical to your success. Because in any business that happens, whether it's a brick and mortar business like the gyms I used to own where I was paying $10,000 a month in rent, so I know what that business is like, or if it's like the online business where my overhead is like less than $1,000 a month because it's just all online stuff, whatever it is, you're going to have stumbling blocks and there's going to be something that screws up. When I had my gym, I didn't know how to market, so I would put flyers and road signs all over the place, and then I had a roadblock. A cop came and said that was illegal and told me I wasn't allowed to do that. So I got a ticket and I was like, oh no, that's a failure. But instead of looking at it as a failure, because I had a friend of mine who was like, oh no, that's a failure. You guys don't know, you have no way to mark. It was like the end of the world. And then in my head, I'm like, well, maybe we just have to put a Google number so they can't track it back to us or something. I was starting to think resourcefully, you know what I mean? So having that mindset of of, listen, it's going to happen. It's just a question of how it's going to happen. And I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I will get there. And if you just have that kind of just commitment in you, man, that goes a long way. It almost is, it doesn't matter what you do because there's so many ways to make money. If that person, if you have the right mind, it just throw that person in anything. They're going to be great. It's like a natural in sports. You ever know, I mean, my buddy here, he's always a natural growing up. He was great at basketball, great at football, great at baseball, great at everything. So, I mean, it's just like, it's all transferable, man. It's all transferable.
Love it. Love it. I was taking more notes and
I go off on these tangents, man. So you got to stop me sometimes.
No.
Smack me across the face.
Hey, if I believe value is coming out, which it was in droves, and you know, like I said, this is an organic show. We just talk, and this is what you and I would do. We were doing before the show, weren't we? We were having this very similar discussion. And by the way, so everybody watching, looking at Carlos, he had the same level of passion and energy off camera as he does right now on. He is the same in person that you'll see here. I kid you not. I saw you
the same too. If you ever see when I speak, I get pumped up. I literally get excited. And so I always start sweating. And I had a buddy of mine, Luke Wren. He speaks for Tony Robbins and does all these cool things. Wait, an amazing speaker. Well, he told me, because I used to be really kind of nervous about something. I'm like, why do I sweat? I'm not even nervous, but I'm just drenched in sweat. And he was like, dude, it's because you're passionate.
Yeah.
So you just got to – you're passionate. So if you're passionate and you're into it, you're going to naturally – you're going to get hot and excited and ready. And so you're going to start sweating. That's a good sign. So don't look – when I get up on stage now – it's, again, going back to the mental thing. I used to stand up and be like, oh, no, I'm sweating. I'm a failure. Now I go up, I'm like, oh, I'm sweating. Now I'm getting started.
There you go. That's what we call an NLP, a reframe. When you start off with a negative frame, just reframe it, twist it into something that will serve you even better. You talked about commitment level. You know, so many people think once you reach a certain level of success and then get higher and higher and higher, your problems become less and less and less. And that's so far from the truth. They go just right with the level of success, more and more issues. The key is because of the person, like Carlos, you're constantly growing and recognizing and understanding that the key is not what happens, it's how you react to what happens. And it's your flexibility. And these are learned traits. Everybody can learn these. No one was born with all these gifts. Carlos was not born with these. You heard him. If he was, he wouldn't be stealing water of his neighbors. It wouldn't have happened if he was born with all these gifts. So you can all, that's the good news. That's a good news story. That's what I'm trying to impart upon our viewers and listeners continue on with the fearlessness because you're able to, because you've done the homework. You've put in the blood, sweat, and tears, no pun intended on the sweat. So all you need is what I would call a passion towel and carry it with you wherever you go.
That's so true, man. That's so true. I love it.
Sweet. All right, so you hit on a lot of topics already, and that's why, just let this guy go. He's spewing gold. If we shift it over a little bit, just briefly, into the body aspect, and I know that you have been a physical person when you're doing the martial arts and all that. That takes a lot of physical fitness. But now going to where you're now sitting most of the time, probably in a seat when you're on a laptop, how important now is physical fitness to you, your business, and to your personal life?
Well, it's huge in every way. It's huge in every way, right? So we'll explain it in a few. So before, when I was doing a martial art training, I was in way better shape because I had a martial arts school. So that's literally all I did was do martial arts and train. When I stopped doing that and went fully online, you're right. I was like, oh man, I'm like getting tubby over here. I'm not even working out. I'm barely walking, doing anything. And for years, I didn't even think it affected me. It wasn't even conscious of it, right? But then I went for a hike and I realized that after that hike, I felt amazing. It was as if I had done my martial art classes when I was a kid. And after I was done working out, I would have this big smile on my face. I'd have more energy and I'd want to go out and I want to do all these things. And I forgot what that was like because I just hadn't worked out in so long. I forget you forgot you get those little boosts in energy. And so now, I don't do it as much. I just went to a martial art training because my buddy has a martial art school. So I go there and train here in Miami when I visit. But when I'm in Arizona, which is really where the majority of my time is, There's a mountain like less than a mile away from me. And so my girlfriend, Tiffany, and I, we go there every morning around 5, 6 in the morning, well, 5:30, 6 in the morning. And we go over there and hike. And it's like a 20, 30-minute hike, a little bit more than a mile. Just nothing crazy, but it's got all the hills going up and down. And it's just really great, and it gives me an awesome workout. I've lost a bunch of weight doing it. But what it does is it's kind of like that kickstart. So what I end up doing is I wake up, I do a little bit of work. And when I say work, it's not writing copy. It's like replying to emails or putting out offers, meaning – putting out offers to make money. Maybe that's on a Facebook, Instagram, or a Facebook, or on Instagram, or paid advertisement, or something. I'm doing that, and I do that within the first 30 minutes of waking up. It's got to be something to produce income. That's the first thing. It's my first priority: make money. And then after that 30 or 40 minutes, I go on my little hike, and it's still early enough. I do my hike, and that's just, again, that just sets me up for success, because now I've completed something that could possibly make me money. Now I've completed something that's made me feel like I overcame something. I mean, I'm always tired when I come back from that mountain hike, and so I feel great that I completed it. And then I go and kick ass for the rest of the day, and I feel great because I got my workout in, I did some money-producing stuff. And so the way it's affected me is just like that. It actually – it gives me that extra momentum. It builds on my first win, which was just doing that first 30 minutes of sending out offers, whatever income-producing activity I'm doing. And then it builds on that momentum by stacking on another win, which is the physical body, which is just going on that hike. And personally, I mean, that just makes me a happier person. And I just have more energy. I literally, like, I can go out more. I can do tons more things. I mean, my girlfriend and I are like, we just want to go do more things because now I just have more energy. So it's pretty straightforward. I mean, once you start becoming more active, you naturally, in my opinion, you almost become a better producer of whatever it is you're doing. You're just more of a go get it type of person. My buddy, who said it? Oh, I'm trying to remember his name now. Joseph. I met him, you know, we all meet each other online, but I just met him in person here in Arizona. I forget his last name. I wish I could drop it because he's a really cool dude, but he's a very wealthy guy, 8-figure person. He said that he's done studies. And I don't know where these studies come from, but this is according to him, that people who go on morning hikes are generally of a higher income level than people who don't. Not to me, but he said those type of people are generally happier and more productive, so they tend to make more money and they go on hikes. That's kind of, so there's actually a real, according to him, there's like a direct relationship between people who make a lot of money and people who work out or go on hikes in this case. So I thought that was fascinating.
And think about all the underlying reasons that they are doing a hike in the morning. It's because they developed the mindset that puts them in that frame of mind to do that, because who's going to get up and say, I want to go out and do physical activity right when they get up? Very few people.
You know what? That's so funny that you say that. Now that brings me to another example. I drove my Corvette, the Z06, to that park. And it was so funny because a guy talking about people who are successful, another internet marketer was there, and he was like, hey, man, sick ride. And we're like, oh, thank you. You know, we just started talking. He's like, so what do you do? And I just told him, most people don't know what an internet marketer is. So for like civilians, for the normal people, I just say, I just sell a bunch of stuff online. And he's like, oh, cool, man. Are you using like ClickFunnels or Shopify? I'm like, whoa, this guy's in the know. And apparently he's a ClickFunnels person and does all these things. And he's like 10 minutes away from me from where I live. And we had met hiking. And he, his wife and myself went on a little hike and talked business, talked funnels, added each other on Facebook. It was super cool.
Yeah, so if you want to network with successful people, get your butt outside and start walking, start hiking.
That's right, go on a hike.
It's interesting you bring that up, because what you just described is really universal. I told a story once about a buddy of mine. I used to work at a corporate job where I had to drive over 2 hours, almost 3 hours, to get to my job location. So I ended up staying at a really close friend's house for 2 nights a week. And so we ended up working out together in the evenings. But that drive and then the toll of 12-hour work days really took its toll. And there would be times at night where he's like, you ready to go work out? And I was like, oh man, I'm just so tired, man, not tonight. And he did the best thing a friend could ever do, a guy talking to another guy. He said, come on, you wuss.
That's right, he made you do it.
And so you're not gonna back down to that, right, Carlos? No guy would. Like, okay, I gotta go now, I'm not gonna be a wuss. And so you go in, you know, you dress, you change, you're dreading every moment. You go through, you start working out, and then you start to feel a little bit better. And the interesting thing is, by the time we finished, I felt amazing. And this happened many times, not just once. every single time without fail, no matter how tired I was. And then a past guest, just recently, Brigida Hoferle, came on, and she said that she's very avid into fitness as well, and she said she was really sick at one point, and she just said, you know what, I'm just going to go and work out anyway. Probably not good for other people because I'm touching the equipment and stuff, but she did, and she said when she was done, she felt great. And it's amazing. I'm not saying, by the way, please, disclaimer, if you're ill, please don't just go out and say, Brian said I'd get well if I go work out. It's just a mindset thing, and it does that. It lifts you up. The mind and body are a team. So mind, body, and business together, as Carlos is doing. He's hiking. He'll get up. He'll take care of business. He hikes. He comes back, takes care of business. He's got his body going. His mind is definitely going because that's helping his mind when he gets out in the fresh air and he's hiking. It's all a beautiful, beautiful cycle. All you have to do is plug it into your life. That's it. Follow the patterns of successful people and start living the life. It's not going to happen overnight. Get started now if you're not there already.
One of the things, since I plugged myself in, and we're both talking about it, plugging yourself with all these great, you know, like Tony Robbins, all these great speakers, all these people who can actually influence you in a positive way, doing that helps so much, man, that there's really nothing that can stop you. As long as you've got that on point, you can do pretty much anything. You may not succeed at the first time, but that unstoppable mentality, which, again, going back to that book, Relentless, is huge. So if you haven't read Relentless, this is a free plug for Tim Grover, I guess. Go read Relentless.
Yeah, I'm going to read it. Definitely. It's on my list. I have a couple credits in Amazon or Audible, so I'm in there. Let's change gears a little bit more. Let's actually now venture into business, which is right there. And this is always a very, very interesting topic and subject because I've seen so many speakers on stage at seminars, even on webinars, talk about how important it is to be a good marketer and that you must be a successful marketer. I mean, think about it. Marketing is the lifeblood of a business. If you don't have good marketing, there's no reason to be in. You don't have a business. You won't be. And the thing is, though, I see person after person describe that you must be good at marketing, but they never seem to give tangible examples of exactly what kinds of things they do. And I get it. It's a big, wide, diverse, monumental amount of different things you want to hit in marketing. You got to start somewhere, though. So when it comes to marketing your business, Carlos, what would you say to date? I won't put you on the spot for all of it, but what has been your most successful form of marketing to date for your business?
I guess on a high scale, direct response marketing over brand marketing to start. My brand stuff is usually built by having a solid direct response base. Anyways, so the reason I say that is because most people, I think, would expect me to say, oh, you have to have this really great website, or you have to have these amazing business cards, and you have to have this like really cool video that positions you as this. When you don't really need that, what you need is a killer offer. So one of the things that, I mean, it was a quick win, actually. I talked to my buddy Gallant Dill. He gave me the idea. He was like, dude, why don't you put together a little like $5,000, $7,500 offer or something and make it like a done for you. He helped me outline what I wanted to do. And he's like, just pitch it, go sell it. You know, what are you waiting for? Because that was in my own head. And this is what's so great about having friends who are successful and other people who are in the entrepreneurial world. Because this is just like a quick, I was just talking with a buddy. It was like a 1 hour, 45 minute talk. And we just had this whole thing. And so the reason I bring that up is because we made like 40 grand in 3 or 4 days or something. Just like a quick launch. It was like a 4 or 5 posts that I did on Facebook. Very simple. But it was just because we had a really great offer, and it was under $10,000, so most people had that, and it just worked. So if I were to give any real like tangible advice, to make it appeal to everybody here, what you want to take away is that even if you're not a good copywriter, that's totally okay. You don't have to necessarily be a great copywriter to make money, but what you have to have is an amazing offer, and that's what my buddy Gallant helped me do. I need to create a good offer. So we brainstormed, put together a solid offer, and that was it. I literally just made the offer to people. I wrote the sales page in a couple hours instead of weeks, you know what I mean? And the copy was so-so, but the offer was so killer, it turned people into buyers. So if you're not a great copywriter yet, that's okay. Learn the fundamentals, learn some formulas, do all that, tons of free stuff on YouTube to show you. but work on your offer. Because if you have an irresistible offer, something that's a no-brainer decision, it's as if here's a Rolls Royce that's normally $400,000, you can have it for $50,000. Something ridiculous that's a no-brainer deal, that's what you want to work on. Work on offers that are just no-brainers, and that's how you can start seeing success quickly. Once you start having money coming in, and once you see that cash flow coming, that's when I suggest, hey, let's invest a little bit into building the brand. Let's do some cool pictures or do a cool mastermind or do some videos. But the last thing, in my opinion, that you want to do is invest in all that branding without even having any money to show for it just yet, because you don't know if the whole thing is going to work. Way better to get that money, learn how to sell, learn the pain points of your audience so that when you build your brand, it's around real stats, not stuff you're just kind of guessing and hoping. And like, I hope people will love my brand enough to buy from me, rather than, hey, we've gotten sales from this particular audience and this is how they react. Let's build our brand based on how these people are, right?
Hmm. Very cool. So start with the offer and then the brand later, because most places I've gone, seminars and workshops, train just the opposite. Build your brand, shoot a bunch of videos. Yeah. Yeah, like you said, get the logo, business cards. Oh,
it's
please.
It's crazy, man. I'm not a fan of it as much just because I still think of it like practical in my head, right? Because I used to pay 10 grand a month in rent. I remember the pain of paying what I didn't have and going into debt. And I hated that. So when I hear people say, like, that wouldn't have helped me. Building a better brand wouldn't have put 10 grand within the next week into my bank account. It just wouldn't.
Gotta make sales.
I need to make sales, and I need to – it's like I'm fucking dying. Can I cuss? I'm so sorry. It's like I'm in war, and I'm getting shot up, and I'm barely alive. I just need to get patched the hell up and medevac out of there. Like, I'm not like a big, comprehensive, like, crazy surgery on the battlefield. You got to patch yourself up, get the money in, and then figure that other stuff out afterwards. But you got to get yourself some money.
So the cool thing about...
Why even focus on brand? If you haven't broken six figures in your business, why are you even focusing on brand?
Yeah. So the cool thing about this and this show and the people watching and listening is, you know, let's say you're not good yet at crafting that irresistible offer. Well, guess what? The person I'm talking to right here next to me can help you. And we'll give you his contact information at the end of the show. Or you can just Google him, Carlos Redlich. You can see the spelling on the screen right now with R-E-D-L-I-C-H, even though it's pronounced like a K, Redlich. So that's correct, yes?
You are the only person who's caught that without asking me beforehand. So I love that. You're so smart. You're the only person who's ever done that correctly.
Being a show host, it's important for me to pronounce the guests properly, their names. And it's like Brigitte is her last name. That was probably the best I've ever pronounced it. I practiced it with her right before the show. So it's just tools of the trade, you know. And then build a brand later. So it's very rare you hear this kind of thing. One quick question. I can't believe we're 10 minutes from being done, buddy. But one quick question, if I may. So sure. Now you've crafted that irresistible offer. You've written it. You have it. How do you get that in front of eyeballs specific? Like one specific example. You probably have many. But what's one that one person, if they're just starting out, where would they start? I have this sheet of paper that I typed on, or it's on my Microsoft Word document. Where do I take that so that people will see it and come and see the offer and buy it?
Great question. So I'll give you the first answer, which is the free way to do it. And then depending on where you are in your journey as an entrepreneur, we can do the paid way. But let's say you're totally new, which is what the example you used. If you're totally new and nobody knows you, you don't have the money to spend on Facebook ads and all that stuff, that's totally fine. In fact, the way I built my business was by getting on shows just like the one I'm on right now with you, and then people naturally reaching out to me to say, hey, I love what you said on so-and-so's show. Just wanted to know, do you have a website or something or blah, blah, blah. And that's really how I built my business, because I didn't have the capabilities to just run a bunch of traffic and cross my fingers and hope it was going to work. So what I had to do was partner up with people. And I actually didn't even have to partner up with them because they didn't ask for a commission. So I would just say, hey, I see you have a big group of 40,000 business owners. Would it be okay if you interviewed me on copywriting? And then at the end, we just tell people where they can find me on Facebook. And a lot of people are starving for content in these groups, or the the group owners are starving for content. And so when you do that, you approach them in that way, you're not pitching anybody. Well, you are, but in a sense, you're just giving pure value. And if anybody wants to buy from you, they'll naturally just go look you up. So that's the free method. Putting that on steroids would be doing it still free, would be do the interview. It would be a two-step process. First step would be do the interviews, give pure value, don't ask for anything in return, just giving value and doing all that stuff. And then you go back a week later, a month later or so, and assuming you've done a really great job and you delivered on that interview and they loved it, the audience loved it, the host loved it, then you come back and say, hey, would you be open to doing a joint venture with me where I split 40% of the profits or 50% of the profits of this new offer I've got going? I'd love to share it with you just to see if it'd be something you're even open to. And a lot of times, if you've already done an interview with the person and it's gone well, they already love you. They already know you. Shoot them over the product, give them access so it's all verified that they actually like the product. And it's a very easy way to get joint venture deals and start making money, at least six figures. Jason Capital made $25 million without ever running a freaking ad. It was all by doing joint venture webinars with people and presenting his offer in that way. So he never paid a single dime. He just paid it to his affiliates. So that's one way. That's the free way.
And it's a phenomenal way. Remind me, for those of you watching or listening, and Ken Spahn, if you're still on, you gave me the resource. There is a beautiful resource that you can go to get your face and your name in front of podcasters. And so they will be looking for that content. All you have to do is put your name in this directory, and it's escaping me at the moment. So if Ken doesn't come back on and comment, just comment in the comments below, whichever venue you're watching. We're on seven platforms simultaneously right now. Or Facebook, direct message me on Facebook, and I'll get that information for you because it's a phenomenal resource. And what you said about joint ventures, I know this to be true. I was talking to you about it before we started the show, right before, how that is so true that I think I benefit more from this show than any guest or any viewer or listener from the standpoint of I didn't do it for that reason, but what's happening are the connections like you're talking about are solidified even tighter for those that had connection. Those that I didn't really have a connection with, I now have. And we're all now like in the inner circle together. And yeah, amazing things have happened. I'm not going to go into the details out of respect, but I've had some amazing things come to my way without even having that intention when I first started this show. And so what Carlos is saying is absolutely true. So I just wanted to emphasize what you're saying. You don't have to do anything fancy like I'm doing here. Make that very clear. You can literally start with a podcast where there's no video and you're recording it off camera. You're not doing it live. You can edit it. So you can make this very simple on yourself. So the key is just get started. And now if you have a little money to spend, I'll turn it back to Carlos because I think he was getting ready to segue into, okay, now let's turn up the flame and definitely, put some juice into this bad boy.
Definitely. So then there's the paid ad version. So with paid ads, I've discovered that if you're selling stuff that's 5,000, even really like 3,000, but let's say a 5,000 or $10,000 offer or something. And let's say, again, you're not the best copywriter in the world or anything crazy. One of the easiest things to do is generate a phone lead and close them on the phone. Here's the kicker. When you're using paid advertising to get people on the phone, generally they are lower quality, which means you have to go through a bunch more to close the deal. That's totally fine, though, if you have a high ticket offer that's $5,000 or $10,000, because just think about it. If you have to get on the phone with 30 people before you close one $5,000 deal, well, was it worth it? Could you get 30 people or 30 phone calls done in a week? Well, that's $5,000 in a week. You just kind of have to gauge, is that good or not? You kind of work your numbers. But one of the ways that I did it was by essentially placing my offer as a long-form Facebook ad. So you don't even have to have a website for this, really. You could just do what's called a lead ad on Facebook. Essentially, placing my long-form ad. I'll actually give you five steps just impromptu to write that long-form ad. So the reason I say long-form is because in that ad, you're going to basically tell them what the offer is for the most part. And then if they're interested, they're going to click on it. They're going to put in their name, email, telephone number, and you're going to, I suggest having like three pre-qualifying questions like, hey, do you know what a marketing funnel is? You know, how much do you spend on advertising? How soon are you looking to get started with XYZ business or something, right? Just some qualifying questions. But the point is that you're putting out a long form ad, because if they read all that and then they fill in the info after answering three qualifying questions, by the time they get on the phone, they may not be the best lead in the world, but you've qualified them to a degree, so you're not totally wasting your time. And when you can do that, you can scale up. And I'm not going to forget the five things that I'm going to show people how to do the five step formula for any Facebook ads, long form Facebook ads. But as you start generating more leads, for example, if you make $5,000 sales, you now have a good chunk of money that you can reinvest into advertising and generate enough leads to now you bring on phone closers that work on straight commission. There's tons of people who do this. There's just tons of them, and they work on straight commission. So you don't actually have to pay a person on salary to close these phone deals. As long as you have leads generated or populating their calendar, they'll try to close them on the phone, and that way you can replace yourself, and there's no real cost other than if they close, you cut them, you know, 20% of the deal, 15% of the deal. Now, going back to the five-step formula for writing a long-form ad, let's say you don't know how to write an ad or any of that stuff. It's totally fine. As long as you follow these five steps, you'll have a very good chance of at least getting some kind of result, because you're following the actual path of persuasion that makes people want to learn more. So the first step is you want to ask a yes question. For example, love water? Yes, I love water. Assuming you're talking to people who love water, right? You have to have the targeting on point. But let's say that's the first step, right? I'm selling a water bottle. First thing would be, and again, this is a freestyle. This is just to prove that the five steps can sell virtually anything. So the first step is a yes question. Love water? Yes. Okay. My story to relate. Well, my story, so step two would be a story to relate. Actually, what I'm going to do to make this easy, I'm going to say the five steps and then I'll give you an example. So the five steps, step one is a yes question. Step two is a story to relate. Step three is a big aha moment. Step four is, step four is suggest a possible solution. And then step five is a call to action. So yes question, love water? Yes. Step two, a story to relate. I remember when I was buying all these water bottles that had this funny taste, and for some reason, every bottle that I got, and I'm making this up, every bottle that I got just had this weird metallic taste, right? That's step two. Step three was the big aha moment. But then something amazing happened. I discovered Dasani water, and every time I drink it, I get cooler, I get hydrated, and I don't have that nasty metallic taste that all these other water bottles have. Step four, suggest a possible solution. Now, this water bottle was awesome. It's worked for me. It's worked for millions of other people who love Dasani. Maybe it'll work for you. Now, that's really important, because what that does is it makes them cross their fingers and hope it's for them, right? It's a little psychological trick there. And then step five is the call to action. So to see if Dasani's bottle of water is perfect for you, just click the button below and fill in your info, and a representative will call you to see if it is a good fit. Boom. Real simple Facebook ad. You put that type of stuff out, and you can generate leads, and then you close them on the phone.
Love it, love it, love it. So much more. I mean, we're 1 minute away from our normal quitting time. But the beautiful thing about this format and this venue is I basically decide when we're done. And it's not completely on me. I want to give a shout out real quick to Regina Tula. She has been commenting like crazy on this show, providing great value, some great questions. And my buddy Ken Spahn came on and gave the answer. See if I can find it real quick. I'm scrolling through. He said, let me look it up. There it is. So podcastguests.com. Podcastguests, plural. All together. No dashes, no spaces. Go there, and that's where you can get on a directory to start making a name for yourself if you haven't already. And it's another way to expand your name. I'm actually looking to do that myself. I look at every avenue, and if my calendar is open, then I do it. It doesn't matter. If there's a slot open, I go for it. The other resource I wanted to share, because you talked about commission-based salespeople, same exact thing. I went and found one. It's called timetohire.com, and they provide, for a flat fee, I think it's $300, maybe $400 one-time fee, they will connect you with a salesperson that's qualified to sell your service or product. And I haven't taken it past that point yet to see what their commission levels are, if they're, you know, because I'm sure time to hire, I would guess time to hire might share in that. I don't know. There might be a minimum. But at least you can do commission-based only. All you then need to do is really supply them with a script. And for all of this, if you have any questions on resources like the script itself, Carlos can help you craft that, I'm sure. I have another friend that can also add more English language expertise to it using NLP in a way that will make it even more. I mean, I have resources coming out of everywhere, and would love to share them with you. Just private message me, Facebook message me, get in contact with Carlos, and get the conversation started. And you know what? If you say, well, I don't have the money, you got to start the conversation regardless. It's all about saying yes. It's all about taking action, massive, immediate, and consistent action. I can't tell you, and Carlos, maybe you're the same, where I've sat in those workshops back in the day, and I could barely rub two pennies together. My credit card was maxed out. They said, go to the back. It's only 10 grand. Go to the back. And I'm like, I need this. I'm just going to go back there and say yes and see what happens. And so when I started doing that, it doesn't mean it works every single time, but 90%+ of the time it has. And I've worked out a deal, and I have zero regrets. I have no regrets for a dime of what I've spent over the years. And I've spent a good amount of money investing in myself. And that's something else. If you want to sell something, even a high ticket item, but you yourself are not willing to buy a similarly priced high ticket item, then you're never going to be able to sell that high ticket item. It's all about the mind, the neurology, the psychology behind it. So get in the habit of saying yes, whatever the happen. And we're not here to sell anything. We haven't offered anything for sale. Now, if you were to call each of us individually, and there's a resource we could offer you that requires our time and our expertise, then yeah, there will be a transaction necessary. It's just the way it works. So be ready, but reach out and contact Carlos because you can tell. I mean, the energy, he's sweating like crazy because he's so passionate. That's a passion sweater right there. You could probably market that, bro. Passion sweater. But yeah, we're always thinking about
your next event.
Yeah, it's instead of never let them see you sweat, make them see you sweat. Be sure that's they right. See you sweat.
That's right.
All right. There is one more question, though, that I want to get to. I know, and out of respect of everybody been watching that knows this is an hour, we're going to go a little bit over. I hope you're okay with that, too, Carlos. I know it's late there in Florida. It's pushing 9:30 there, I think. And there's one question that I just love to bring up. It's kind of a heavy-hitting question. And I've asked it of every entrepreneur that's been on this show. And it can be really deep. And so, Carlos, if it takes you a little bit of time to come up with the answer, don't worry about the dead air time because it's worth it. We want to make sure you have what you feel is the right answer in tow. And don't worry about it being right. But, before we do that, and I know it's late now, but I want to remind everyone exactly how they can now register to win that wonderful 5-night vacation in a 5-star luxury resort in Mexico. Compliments of, and I'll put up on the screen, of powertexting.com, Jason Ness, Rhonda. And there are two ways. Whichever is the most convenient for you, pick it. And do it quick. Make quick decisions. Get in the habit. Website, you can go to reachyourpeakllc.com/vacation. And all you have to worry about is vacation. You don't have to worry about it. Just do it. Vacation is all lowercase. The rest of it can be any case. reachyourpeakllc.com/vacation. Or if you prefer to do this on your phone, and again, go ahead and do this now. Click on the tab, open up another tab on your browser while you're listening, and do this on your website. Or bring up your phone and text the word peak, that's PEAK, to 661-535-1624. Again, that's the word PEAK, PEAK, to 661-535-1624. Again, brought to you by powertexting.com. And in fact, the very system that you go through in either case, whether it's on the website or by texting that word, is actually run by Power Texting. I have an account, and it's phenomenal. Many of you that are watching and listening, Oh, you learned about this show because I texted you 5 minutes before the show, and it was automated. It's an amazing system, so I highly recommend you check that out, powertexting.com. So go ahead, do that right now, quickly, because now we're going to put Mr. Redlick back on the spot, the hot seat, because he's sweating, he's hot, he's passionate. So, Carlos, this question is...
You got me wondering what this question is. I'm like, what is it?
So I'm actually glad you started sweating before I brought it up because, you know, then I can know that I'm not the reason I didn't cause all this stress for you. Hey, Tracy Waller and Jeff Brodowski, how you doing? Thanks for coming on. Yeah, so it's a really, really, really big, important question. And the cool thing is what I will reveal right now is no two people yet, I know it's coming, but no two people yet have answered the same way. And to kind of take the pressure off, Carlos, there is no such thing as a wrong answer. And to make it even more powerful, the only correct answer is your answer. So are you ready?
I'm ready to roll. Let's do this.
All right, here we go. You said you're ready. Carlos Redlick, how do you define success?
That's a good one. Damn, it's such a simple question, too. I thought it was going to be easy to answer. This is a little tougher. How do I define success? Relentless pursuit for what you want and not stopping until you get it. So the pursuit is, I think, success, because most people just give up in the beginning of their journey. I don't know if I was supposed to be more elaborate, but that's pretty much it. And having a ton of money to show for it.
So the beautiful thing, that was a kind of a dramatic pause, but I was writing notes.
I was like, that was basically the wisdom I could impart. I don't know if it was supposed to be longer.
So true to form, no one else has answered it that way, with that answer. Relentless pursuit. So basically what you're saying is, commitment to discipline, commitment to being relentless during the journey, not just once you've reached a point where you feel you've made money to coin that thing as a success. Is that correct?
100%. I'm talking about your whole life, right? Like most people retire and then die shortly after, and I kind of think it's because they retire. Like, you should just keep fucking working.
It is. You hit the nail on the head.
So successful people, I think, just look at Warren Buffett. He doesn't need the money.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, I talk about retirement and I say, I don't believe in it. What is retirement? That's giving up. Exactly. I mean, for what purpose? So what are you going to do? I'm going to go golfing and fishing, the things I love, for the rest of your life? I mean, a hobby is just that. It's a hobby. You can't sustain that and feel like you have a purpose in life if all you're doing is fulfilling yourself. And that's just because we're wired to help and serve others, in my humble opinion. And right. The thing is, I'm a Christian. Nowhere in the Bible will you find any mention of the word retirement. That was made up. Made up, baby. We were not designed to retire. You work, you serve in whatever capacity you are able to. Let's just be clear. Maybe you've got physical ailments. Maybe the mind isn't 100%, but you're always, you know, doing something, serving others in any way you can. There's no such thing, in my opinion, as retirement, like most people would think of it. It's a disease, in my opinion, that is being spread.
It's how you sell a job. I thought about this. I'm like, that's how you sell a job, yes. Right? That just sacrifice these only like 20 or 30 years, and then for the rest of the remaining amount of your life, we'll pay for it and shit. And then you die 5 years later. Like,
yes. And so, you know, a lot of people say they're living the dream, that, you know, they do it so they can live that dream of, you know, retirement, where now they feel that they have it all. Well, here's the reality of it. I know many people who have gone through retirement, who are in retirement now. The reality is, once you retire, do you make the same amount of money, more money or less money than you were when you were working? Hint, hint, less. Yes. By far. So you think the freedom's going to be there. Well, maybe your house is paid off. Maybe the cars are paid off. But the bills, there are still bills. And you still have to eat. You still have to put gas in the car. And so, you know, you don't have that unbelievable, glorious, liberating freedom that everyone thinks they're going to have when they retire. You'd be lucky to afford a round of golf once a week, right?
You know, it's funny. As an internet marketer, I've been called, and my buddy Brian Dixon is actually, and our buddy actually, Brian Dixon is a better example than I am of basically living your life semi-retired. Because I am extremely passionate about what I do. I work all day and all night. I'm working right now, and it's 9:30 at night where I am. You know what I mean? Most people would be like, oh, my gosh, I clocked out at 6. I can't take another call, right? But this is like I'm also on vacation. I'm also out visiting a buddy of mine's house. I'm also doing all these things. It's like you're semi-retired for, like, the rest of your life. You know what I mean? So it's I rather this, right? I actually enjoy doing this. I wasn't doing this, what would I be doing as a normal person? I'd be sitting on the couch, drinking a beer, watching the news. I'd rather do this.
It's so true. Oh, man. That is
so
true.
And then do it again tomorrow. That's crazy. Do this again tomorrow because it's still spontaneous and you're still having mind-expanding freaking discussions and shit that you're not going to get anywhere else.
I love it. True. Very true. Sweet. I was just looking to see what we had for folks. And, oh, I wanted to give another shout-out. So, Regina Tula, thank you so much. After this is over, go check this out, Carlos. She has, like, hung on every word and commented on every key point you've made. She's writing better.
Thank you, Regina.
Yeah, she's writing better notes than I am, and I literally filled up my entire page. But she has more than I have because, well, I'm a little busy, too. But phenomenal. Thank you, Regina. Thank you, Ken, for coming on and telling us that beautiful resource for the podcasting. And for all the rest of you that came on to watch and listen to this, go ahead. Be sure to enroll for that five-star luxury resort. I want to give it away. Come on. Let's bring it on. I'll check it right after the show to see who I'm going to pick for the winner. We'll do it randomly, and I can't wait to give you that announcement. And appreciate you for being on the show, watching, listening, interacting. I love that about, you know, people that come on the show and comment, ask questions, give us likes and loves. Appreciate all that. So, Carlos, thank you, my friend. It's been a wonderful, wonderful ride. Yes. And appreciate you. I can't wait to see you again. You and I shared the stage at one point at a fitness professional business workshop. That's it. We each got to speak at that. That's the first time I met you. I was like, wow, he's a copywriter. And you handed out those copywriting books for free. I'm like, oh, that guy knows how to market. I love
it. This guy knows what he's doing.
And then ran into you again at the Millionaire Mindset in the mansion in Southern California, La Jolla, I believe. No, not La Jolla.
I think we met again in Paradise Valley in Arizona.
No, I didn't make it out to that one, unfortunately. Gosh. No, you're right.
It was in Laguna Hills.
Laguna Hills. Thank you. That was it. The castle. And I was like looking over there. I was like, I know him. You were over by the side. And yep, Mr. Energy. You weren't sweating, so you weren't that passionate. But
it's because I hadn't talked to you yet, man.
You and your beautiful girlfriend were there. And yeah, awesome. So looking forward to running into you and, you know, crossing paths many more times in the future. And for those watching, it's very important. What is the best way, Carlos, for them to get in touch with you? What is your primary contact point? Is it Facebook, email, phone? What's your preferred method?
Yeah, the best way is actually just add me on Facebook or send me a private message on Facebook and tell me that you listen to this show. But let's connect through there. That's really the best way. And just like he was saying, it's Carlos Redlich, R-E-D-L-I-C-H.
And are there more than one of those on Facebook, to your knowledge?
There are. There's actually a few. Here's a little secret. Whenever you get shut down by Facebook because your advertising is too aggressive, you just have to create a new profile. So that's kind of what I've done. So there's probably like five of them. Just, you know, the main one, you'll know which one it is.
And is there a specific profile picture that they can go by? Are you leaning against your Corvette? Is that the one?
Let's see. No, it's a picture of me and my girlfriend, Tiffany. I'm wearing a jacket, and she's wearing a green dress.
All right. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick on the screen that way, because I want to make sure there are no there's nobody guessing on how to get a hold of you.
Oh, you're awesome. I didn't even know you could put it on the screen like that. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, we have the technology, baby.
That's pretty sweet.
It's just to make sure that I can find you. Oh, yeah. There you are, dressed to the ninth there. King Carlos. Is that you? Yep.
That's me.
All right. Let me pull that up.
Starts with a K.
There we are. You can see the picture of Ken on the upper left. Yeah, there he is, the big profile with him leaning against his C06 Corvette. That beauty. That was at the mansion, at the castle. I remember that. So that's how you find Carlos. Type in Carlos Redlich and then click on the message button and say, hey, man, I want to learn more about your copywriting skills, your sales skills. Please, let's just have a talk. And then, you know what? Be respectful of his time and know that his efforts will ultimately cost money. He'll probably talk to you for, I don't know, how long ever he wants to talk to you. And before he says, okay, look, let's hook up a time and I'll give you more details on exactly what I do and how we can work together.
100%. If it's okay, the best thing to do is, because just like you're saying, I'll get messages all the time, but the best, and I actually reply to them or aim to reply to them. The best thing to do is send a message with the biggest problem you want solved that you think I can solve, and I'll do my best to give you that free advice.
Sweet.
But you don't have to say hey and hi. You can just cut right to it. I'm super American. Just cut right to the cheddar.
Super American. Love it.
I got the Corvette. I'm right to the point.
Sweet. Love you, brother. Love you.
Love you too, man. I appreciate you having me.
I appreciate you coming on. Enjoy your time in Florida with you and your lovely girlfriend, and enjoy your trip to Italy later. Oh, man, that's awesome. So for everybody watching, we appreciate you coming on, listening, viewing, whether you're on live or watching the recording or listening to the recording on podcast. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week. Thank you once again, Carlos. Say so long to the folks. And
who else is giving you a high five?
Oh, see? We're leaving each other hanging. There we go. All right. That's it for tonight. Be blessed, all. We'll talk to you again and see you next week on the Mind Body Business Show.
Thank you for watching and listening. This has been the Mind Body Business Show with Brian Kelly.